The night he was at Ponca City doing those shows was the night that he lost his daughter in the car accident.
Oh, wow.
So it turned out to be a very sad night for him. But we were playing there about a year ago, and this guy brings up this Polaroid picture, George Strait.
No way.
Playing at this club.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I'm standing on the same stage that George Strait stood on. So that was. Then he told me the story. It kind of, you know, kind of ruined the moment a little bit. But but still, yeah, that what he's done, the way he's done it, you know, nobody else has done it.
Exactly. Else has done that. That's right. He is the king of country. So
he's the king of country.
So who else would you want to be? That's a great answer. They've had some success on the Texas radio charts and a new single coming out and a video. Steel Scarecrow is the band, and I've got the lead singer, Kurt Schobe, is here. Welcome, Kurt.
Thank you for having me.
And so we're here in Nashville, and you and I were just at the country radio seminar. Have you been to that before?
I didn't even know that existed until about 2 months ago.
Well, there you go. How was your experience?
Oh, it was fantastic. Fantastic.
What was your favorite part?
Well, my favorite part was meeting Shenandoah.
So you got to meet Shenandoah.
I got to meet Shenandoah, sit and talk with Shenandoah for about 15 minutes, Marty and the guitar player. Absolutely amazing.
Yes. And did you learn anything that you didn't know or that was helpful for you?
At CRS?
Well,
from Shenandoah.
Just in general. Both. Both.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people, met a lot of people, learned a lot of things. I always learn things when I come to Nashville. It's Nashville's a town where you never know if you get the blade or the hilt.
Yeah.
But that was a very, very good experience. I'm glad I did it.
So now, you know, you're not necessarily new, as it were. How long have you all been around and been together as a band? Because you've got a pretty big band and a lot of elements to that, too.
Yeah, we started in 2017. Did our first album in 2020. Did another one in 2021. Did another one this year. So we've been kicking around for about 5 years now. I've been playing since I was 13. So
okay. This
is my third go around in Nashville.
Hey, you know what? You're never too old, right?
Nope.
Never too old. And you love the music. You got a passion for it. The style of your guys' music, I love. It's like I'm calling it dance hall revival.
That's
kind of what I think of, because when I hear you guys see you play on stage, I mean, it is a party, and there's no way that you're going to be sitting down while y'all are playing.
I hope not.
It's a get up and dance. It's the dance hall. You've got a steel guitar, you got fiddle, all the classic elements. So let's talk about the new music. So you released Queen of Memphis.
Yes.
As well as a new video is out for that. Tell us about filming the video.
The video was great.
Yeah.
We had a young couple that were fans of ours, and we met him at a bar. You know, it was his birthday.
The old-fashioned way. That's how you meet people, in a bar.
24, he was 24 years old having his birthday, and they loved what we were doing. And so we got to know him and they started following us. And when we got ready to do the video for Queen of Memphis, I knew these two were perfect.
There you go.
Just perfect. And they did a fantastic job with it. I think the video turned out very, very nice. Everybody that's seen it has really enjoyed it. But the stars of the show were Courtney and Connor. They made it happen.
That's awesome. Now you're working on a brand new song right now that we're going to hear in just a little bit. Liquid Courage. Tell us about this song.
This one, I actually got the idea to write this song at the award show in Texas. And I was talking to a group of guys, and we were talking about writing songs. And I'd had kind of the idea spinning around my head, you know, liquid courage. You got to get your liquid courage to go meet the girl, right?
Right.
And it's also, my daughters kind of say this too, you know, that they need a little liquid courage before they can go do something silly, which I discourage them to do.
Of course,
but
yes.
Not in the song, you know, in the song. But so that's where the idea came from. And I wrote it as a party song for playing in the bars, and so we're doing that. Everybody really loves it because it's a really fun song.
It is fun.
And it's got a good story, I think, you know, about what happened to the guy when he had a little too much liquid courage. I did a show with Peyton Howie here a while back.
I love Peyton.
Yeah, and she has a party song too about what happens to the girl.
Okay.
And so we were doing a duo thing. She did her song. I said, okay, I'm going to do my song about what happens to the guy. So yeah, it worked out kind of cool.
I love it. Okay, so You, I like the idea that you have a lot of storytelling in your songs. Like there's almost like you can see the visual before you see the video that you created, things like that. You listen to the lyrics, and they really are storytelling, like the old days.
Well, that's country music.
There you go.
Don't have a story, you don't have a song, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And so that's where all my songwriting starts.
It's a good story. Now, you guys are based out of Kansas.
Yes.
And so where are you playing? Are you expanding? Are you coming to Nashville? What are the plans?
Well, we just was talking to a guy last night about coming back to Nashville in June and doing some shows for him. Met some folks at CRS.
Of course.
We've been going back and talked to them about doing some booking. And so, yeah, I very much want to get back to Nashville and play. But right now we're playing, of course, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, primarily. With the new release, we want to take it a little bit bigger.
Okay, good. I love it. I think it's time to take it a little bit bigger. Now, the name of the band is Steel Scarecrow, and it's Scarecrow with a K.
Yes, that's K. Because we're cool.
K for cool. That's cool, cool. So now, a lot of people maybe don't know what a Steel Scarecrow is. So tell us about that and about how you got the name.
I'm really glad you asked that. Because nobody knows what a Steel Scarecrow is. But Steel Scarecrow is a windmill.
There you go.
In my neck of the woods in Kansas, that growing up, I mean, everybody knows the Steel Scarecrow, the old windmill out there. I didn't realize when we named the band that was pretty much confined to my home country.
Ah, there you go.
So every show, we always ask what a Steel Scarecrow is, and kind of it's kind of a way of interacting. And then we, show them the T-shirt and show them the banner.
You know. It's got the windmill. There you go. Yes.
Got the windmill.
I love it. I love it. So you did bring your guitar.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to do a little acoustic performance of Liquid Courage for us?
We'll give it a try.
Okay, great. Well, when we come back, we're going to do Truth or Truth, my famous game. And if you'd like to see Kurt play that acoustic performance of Liquid Courage, you can click the link in the description and check it out there.
It's Truth or Truth.
Well, we are back with the world-famous game, Truth or Truth, that we do here at the Up and Country Studios in Nashville. Kurt, are you ready to play this game?
I'm not sure.
It's okay. Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Kind of scares me, but okay.
Okay, you're going to have you pick a question. Go ahead.
What's your biggest regret?
Oh, see, we're going deep with this one.
Oh, yeah, that is deep. Yeah, my first wife.
Oh, okay. Well, there's an honest answer right there.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
That's got to be it.
That's it. Yeah.
And that was how many years ago?
Long time.
Long time. Okay.
I was young.
Young and dumb.
Young and dumb.
Yep, that happens. That does happen.
It. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty common regret, I think, for a lot of people. And there's a lot of country music written about that.
Yeah. Actually, I wrote something about that.
See? How did I know that there?
But if I hadn't made that mistake, I wouldn't have had a kid. So there's that.
Exactly.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always a silver lining.
There's always something that comes out of it that's better than what you thought.
And
right?
I have four great kids. So
there you go.
Wasn't all bad.
Wasn't all bad. Exactly. Okay. Well, that's good. That was an honest answer. I'll take that one. You get another one?
I'll fake the next answer.
No faking here. This is called Truth or Truth.
Ooh, I like this one. If you could swap lives with anyone, who would it be? George Strait.
George Strait. Oh, that's a good... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer.
What do you think would be the best thing about being George Strait?
He's George Strait.
Well, obviously.
He's the king of country, but George Strait is cool.
He is.
And,
that's true.
A story about George Strait. I've never met him, but we were doing a show in Ponca City, Oklahoma, and playing at a club. It's called Riding High now, but it used to be called Norm's, and it was the place for back in the day for up and coming acts to come through. And George Strait actually did two shows there.
Oh.
And the night he was at Ponca City doing those shows was the night that he lost his daughter in the car accident.
Oh, wow.
So it turned out to be a very sad night for him. But we were playing there about a year ago, and this guy brings up this Polaroid picture, George Strait.
No way.
Playing at this club. Yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm standing on the same stage that George Strait stood on, so that was then he told me the story. It kind of, you know, kind of ruined the moment a little bit. But still, yeah, that what he's done, the way he's done it,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody else has done it. Nobody else has done that.
That's right. He is the king of country.
He's the king of country.
So who else would you want to be? That's a great answer.
Yeah. I mean, a Captain Kirk would be fun.
Okay. All right. Oh, good. Fictional character. Yeah. That's good, too. Okay.
Jean-Luc Picard would be awesome. I'm kind of a Star Trek fan.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, now we're getting it. All right.
Yeah.
The original Star Trek or the new stuff?
I'm a fan of everything. I'm watching the new stuff now.
Okay.
Strange New Worlds with Captain Pike is out now, and Picard, of course, is out with the series. If you're not watching that, why, you'll be a Star Trek fan the second you start watching. Picard is fantastic. What they've done with that series is just amazing, but I like it all. I'm a diehard Star Trek fan. When the kids were growing up, we would all lay down and watch The Next Generation. We'd all lay down on the floor, and that was our thing, you know, to watch The Next Generation every week.
A little family night. I like it.
Lay down on the floor together with our pillows on the chairs and watch TNG.
Aww. That's cool. All right. So this is something I did not know about you. Did not know that you were like the Trekkie Star Trek fan.
Oh, yeah. Diehard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then there you go. We know what to get you as a gift.
Yes.
So moving forward, if you would like to get Kurt a gift, if it's Star Trek related or Mountain Dew, we'll be good.
Mountain Dew. Yeah. Yeah. Or an autographed signature from... autographed picture from William Shatner would be nice.
Okay. He's got the wish list.
Or Leonard Nimoy.
Or Leonard Nimoy. That'd be fine, too. Either one is fine.
Or Divorce Kelly. Or Patrick Stewart. You know, you pick.
Yeah. You got lots of choices.
Any of them would be good.
Excellent. Would you like to do one more?
Sure, let's do one more.
Okay, let's do one more.
That one was fun.
We had fun with that one.
What's the biggest prank you've ever played on someone?
Are you a prankster?
I don't do that.
Okay.
So we can pick another one, or we can talk about why I'm not a prankster.
I want to know why you're not a prankster.
Well, I'm a very literal person, which sounds strange since I write songs and play music, but I'm the one that they play the pranks on.
Right. So you don't like that.
I don't like that because I believe anything they tell me. Because they say, okay, yeah, this just happened to me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It didn't happen. They made it all up. They're all laughing, you know. But I've never been able to figure out that part of human nature when you're trying to kid me and when you're not. So when I try to do it, it just turns out horrible.
See, well, there you go. See, he's a true player of truth or truths because it's all about the truth. You don't play the pranks. Don't do the lies, the, you know, the teasing, the whatever. It's, you know.
No, I never learned how to do that.
Okay.
I was the big brother, so... I had to be, growing up, you know, I was, you know, the responsible one.
Okay.
But that experience, I think, is why I can manage a band.
Okay.
Because if you can, and folks that are artists know this, you know, if you can manage a band and all the things that go with it, you can do anything. Seriously, you can run for president because nothing else will be that hard.
That's true. That is true.
And I learned that early on, and it did give me managerial skills when I moved into, you know, adult life and started businesses and that sort of thing. So that I was lucky.
Managerial skills and then the ability to work with lots of different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
And people who are pulling their weight and not pulling their weight and all the things, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the things. Yes.
I don't like conflict. It's always hard to say no or,
right,
you know, sayonara, that sort of, that's really, really hard for me to do. But, you know, you learn how because, yeah, some of these guys in the band are, no offense to all you guys in the band, but some of you guys are a little weird.
They're musicians, like, you know, they have the right to be weird. That, like, makes them endearing, right?
It does make them endearing. Or really difficult.
Depending on which side you're, yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, endearingly difficult. I've had both that. It was like, guys, I love you, but I can't stand you. You gotta go.
Well, there you go. We got the real truth out of Kurt Schobe from Steel Scarecrow. Thank you so much for being here, and we're gonna keep an eye on you on the Texas charts.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks for watching Up in Country. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We do new episodes every Tuesday, and be sure to follow Up in Country on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And you can follow me too, at Sue Bonzel on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.